This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora is a step closer to reinstating its reserve police force, CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The city shuttered the reserve police force in 2005 due to lack of interest, but current staffing shortages has the city officials considering reviving the program. Interim Aurora Police Chief Art Acevedo.
This is actually a very restrictive program that is going to focus on the right set of individuals that we would want to serve our city. They either have to have a career in law enforcement or a retiree.
Those appointed to the program are considered unpaid volunteers and are not considered city employees, and applicants are required to go through the same hiring process as the police department. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A new law requires Colorado drivers to give space to stranded vehicles or pay a big fine. Sam Cole is with the Colorado Department of Transportation.
If you see a stranded motorist or really anybody on the side of the road with their flashers on, yes, you need to move over a lane. If you can't move over a lane, you got to slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit.
Fines run up to $150. The EPA says Colorado hasn't done enough to limit air pollution from Suncor Energy. CPR Sam Brash reports the EPA has now ordered state regulators to revisit a permit for the Commerce City refinery.
The state issued the long overdue permit last fall, and environmental groups quickly objected, saying it failed to hold the company accountable for repeated air quality violations. The EPA partially agreed on Tuesday. It's now ordering regulators to revisit pieces of the permit, in particular, requirements for equipment that limits carbon monoxide and visible dust. Local environmental groups praised the decision, but they're still calling for a plan to close the refinery for good. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Suncor has not responded to a request for comment. Applicants to Colorado State University won't have to pay application fees if they're from Colorado. Out-of-state students will continue to pay the $50 fee. CSU hopes that waiving the fee will mean more applications. The application period for next school year opened this week. This is CPR News.